This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is good news from China. It is reporting the biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began in Hubei province more than 2 months ago. We have a report from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The new figure is a notable drop from the 1,749 cases recorded the previous day. China's National Health Commission says just under 280 cases were deducted from the daily report after nucleic acid tests showed negative results. It's now discounting cases that come back negative after lab tests. The reduction in new cases in China can also be accounted for by health workers ceasing to diagnose patients on the spot and further refinements in the way symptoms are classified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel today condemned racism and right-wing extremism. This after a 43-year-old man shot and killed at least nine people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, overnight. Authorities suspect racist motives. The deadly spree began in a hookah smoking bar where several victims were gunned down. More were killed a few kilometers away. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant Roger Stone has been sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison, convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Stone was convicted last year of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors initially recommended he serve 7 to 9 years, but Attorney General William Barr backed off that amid complaints from President Trump, leading to four prosecutors quitting the case. Stone has denied doing anything wrong, calling the case politically motivated. He's the sixth Trump aide or advisor convicted on charges stemming from Bob Mueller's Russia probe. The president's blasted it as part of a witch hunt, and amid speculation he would eventually pardon Stone, told reporters this week he hasn't thought about it.
But I think he's been treated very unfairly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. For the first time this year, a Democratic Party presidential primary campaign debate included former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and he was the prime target in the NBC News event in Las Vegas. Joe Biden attacked Bloomberg's stop and frisk policy as mayor.
A terrible idea. Let's get the facts straight. Let's get the order straight. And it's not whether he apologized or not. It's the policy. The policy was abhorrent. And it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have. And we are the one. Our administration sent in people to monitor it. And at the very time, the mayor argued against that.
Bloomberg and Senator Bernie Sanders engaged on workers' rights.
I want workers to be able to sit on corporate boards as well, so they can have some say over what happens to their lives.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
Senator Elizabeth Warren challenged Bloomberg to release the settlements he's made over sexual harassment allegations.
Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
that? Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Given the destruction done by this fire season's bushfires in Australia, the government is looking for ways to stem the threat in future years. Reporting for VOA from Sydney, Phil Mercer says the country's Aborigines may have some answers.
Indigenous leaders say that cultural burning techniques can help the country become more resilient to wildfires. A cultural burn can also rejuvenate flora, protect native animal habitat, and strengthen spiritual ties to the land. Practitioners say Indigenous fire plans, different from other widely used hazard reduction burns, would help to prevent a repeat of this summer's devastating blazes in Australia. Aboriginal methods involve the lighting of frequent small so-called cool fires in specific areas during the early dry season between March and July. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.